Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Saint Jerome,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, many of you know Saint Jerome as one of the most well-known of the doctors of the Church, and perhaps a famous translator of the sacred scriptures. And we're all aware, I think, of St. Jerome's temper. He had an awful temper and an inclination to speak harshly. Words would just fly off of his tongue, insulting words, very harsh ones. And we know how to make reparation for and overcome this inclination of his. He would often beat his breast with a stone, a sharp stone. And someone once said that were it not for St. Jerome's rock, he never would have been a saint. But that's how he became a saint. And that's a truly consoling thought for all of us who struggle with our own bad inclinations and whatnot. But there's a story that I never really knew until today when I was doing research on St. Jerome for this sermon. The story of St. Jerome and his lion. You know that story? It's a true story. As amazing as the details of this story are, it's all true. Often, if you see pictures of St. Jerome, he's depicted sitting down at a desk, writing sacred scriptures, and there's a lion laying down at his feet. Well, the story is this, that one day, St. Jerome, he lived in Bethlehem, by the way, he was sitting in a cell with his other monks. And all of a sudden, a lion walks through the open door, and all the other monks scatter. You can imagine the scene. They start running here and there to get away from the lion. But St. Jerome stayed put in his seat until the lion walked right up to him. He held out his paw. He held out his paw to St. Jerome. And St. Jerome took it. And he looked at the lion in the eyes, and he saw that he was suffering. He had some sort of pain. And he looked at his paw, and he noticed that there was a thorn stuck close to one of the nails of the lion, or the claws of the lion. And so he slowly removed it. And then he gave it all sorts of treatment to get the swelling to go away and put a little bandage around his paw, and so that it wouldn't get dirty. And when he finished with all of that, he waited for the lion to depart. The lion actually stayed. It says that he stretched out on the floor by St. Jerome and fell asleep. Well, after a while, St. Jerome fell asleep next to the lion. And when he awoke, he found that the lion was still there. And he realized the lion didn't plan to leave anytime soon. So he started talking to the lion. He said, "Well, then you must understand that everybody who lives in this monastery has to work. So I'll give you a job." And he did. He gave the lion a job. It says that the lion actually began to wag his tail at that. He was happy at knowing that he could work in the monastery. The lion's job was to accompany the donkey, the monastery donkey, down into the forest where each day some man who was there would load the donkey's back up with wood for the monastery. And then the donkey would be brought back or come back on his own. I'm not sure what the case was, but he would come back to the monastery and the monks would unload all of the wood. So the lion was put in charge of of protecting the donkey on the way to and from the forest, to protect it from robbers, first of all, and then from wolves as well. So he did this for several months. The donkey would go down to the forest and the lion would accompany him. And the lion, as the donkey was being loaded up with all this wood, the lion would lay down on the ground and wait. And sometimes it says that he fell asleep. And when the donkey was all loaded up, she brayed to wake up the lion, and together they would walk back to the monastery. Well, one day the lion actually fell asleep as the donkey was being loaded with all of this wood. And the lion slept and didn't hear two men come up. to thieves, to robbers. And they tied a cloth around the mouth of the one man who was putting all this wood on the donkey so that he wouldn't yell for help. And somehow they covered up, they muzzled up the donkey as well so that he couldn't make any noise. And meanwhile, these thieves, these robbers, they took everything. They took the donkey, the wood, and they left. And later on that evening, the lion woke up and found all of them gone. He went back to the monastery, and St. Jerome wondered what was wrong. And so the lion, it says, when he entered into the cell, he only bowed down as if he were about to receive punishment. Jerome and all the monks thought what we'd all think. Well, the lion's here, the donkey's not. So the donkey must have been eaten by the lion. And all the monks, they wanted to banish the lion from the monastery, except for St. Jerome. He said, from now on, you will take the donkey's job, and you have to go down, and they will load your back up with all this wood, and you'll bring it back. And so months passed, and the lion did all of this. One day, as the lion was being loaded with wood by this man who waited in the forest, the thieves returned. They returned from Damascus. They were passing through Bethlehem and on their way to Egypt. And the lion heard them, tried to hide a little bit. And they approached, and he saw the donkey. You know how animals can do that. They sense, even though they've been separated from their owners or another animal for years, they can sense that they know that animal. Well, this was the case here. He recognized the donkey with those thieves. And so he began to roar angrily, very angrily, and didn't allow any of the thieves to run away. Instead, he shepherded the whole caravan right back to the monastery and into St. Jerome's cell. And you can imagine St. Jerome looking at his cell and seeing this silly scene. And sure enough, he went out to meet them, and the men begged for forgiveness for stealing the donkey and the wood and all of the other things, and asked just for one thing, to be let go and not to be eaten by the lion. And so he let them go, he forgave them. And that's how St. Jerome and the lion became friends. That is a true story, actually, and it's actually depicted in many pictures of him. Now, I'm not just telling you silly story. It does make the lives of the saints interesting, but I think there's a lesson that you can draw from all of this. Sometimes the lion sleeps, or at least this lion did, with his eyes opened. He must not have on the time when the donkey was stolen, but that's another story. In any case, in medieval art, in the Middle Ages, oftentimes lions were painted or drawn sleeping with their eyes open. Now, what's the lesson here? It's all from one of the Psalms. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Our Lord is known as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And no matter what goes on in his church, which is symbolized in the Old Testament, Israel was a symbol of the Catholic Church to come. So no matter what goes on in the church, no matter how bad it gets, our Lord, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he might be sleeping, but his eyes are open. He knows just what's going on. He will protect the church. And the same goes for your own souls, your own spiritual life, that our Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. He always knows your needs, and he will come to your aid. Always remember this when you think of the lion and St. Jerome, that Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he is the protector of the church and of the soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.